The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no-hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. Blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Statement has just been released by Elizabeth Ailes, Roger Ailes' wife. I am profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband, Roger Ailes, has passed away this morning. Roger was a loving husband to me, to his son, Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He was a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gave him so much opportunity to work hard, to rise, and to give back. During a career that stretched over more than five decades, his work in entertainment and politics and news affected the lives of many millions. We mourn his death and we celebrate his life. Could this month be any more impactful? Every day, it seems, there is something massive that is happening. Roger Ailes and I had a very interesting relationship. And I will tell you that I am torn, as Roger Ailes is one of the biggest, one of the biggest tutors in my life, and one of the biggest disappointments in my life. Roger was a tremendous performer and chameleon. He could be whoever he needed to be at the time, whoever he was around. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. And I truly believe, I could be wrong, because he was such a great performer, I truly believe I saw the best side of him. In private conversations, I really liked him. The side of him that I saw, I really liked. The side of him that I saw come out towards the end, I despised and couldn't get away from fast enough. He was a very dangerous man. And I think he knew that. I know he knew that. But I think it bothered him. I think Roger and I had a relationship that honestly, when I left Fox, we had a gun to each other's head. I'm the only one to have left Fox with minimal damage. As he said, "You're not leaving here. Nobody leaves here." I said, "I am." And because I had my own PR department, because I had my own radio show completely disconnected from him and Fox, because I kept my whole staff in my office and not in their office, we did some things right that had never been done before, and it really made Roger upset. Because he couldn't get his thumb on me. The one thing I learned at Fox early on, and I thought early on that it was a good thing, I would say, you know, "You have so many opportunities, you know, what about, have you thought about doing X, Y, and Z?" And people would say, "Oh no, I could never leave here. I could never leave Roger. I owe him too much." I always thought that was really nice and loyalty, and he really could mentor you. As I found out within my first year, I'm not sure that's exactly what everybody meant. I think Roger would and did find out the dirt on pretty much everybody and then put his finger down on you, and he would control you. One of the reasons why I said no to him three times, and I didn't want to go to work at Fox News. At the time, we were talking about doing something and creating something for HBO, and I wanted to get out of news. And Roger had called several times and finally met with me in Rupert Murdoch's dining room. And I said, he said, what is it about the more money and the bigger ratings that we're offering you that you don't seem to be interested in? And I said, Roger, you're very smart. You're very smart. But watching you, I know what you do. And I said, you collect curiosities and you put them in a cabinet. And I said, right now, I'm a curiosity. And I said, I would probably do the same thing if I were you. Anybody who could make a name for themselves outside of my empire, if I had your money, I probably would say, you know what, bring him in here. And then we'll just set him on the shelf and we can bring him out when we need him. I said, I'm not going to be kept in somebody's cabinet. I remember the first month when I still really believed that we were on the same team. He had something called the brain room. We've never talked about this before. He had something called the brain room. And little did I know what that brain room was really for. And he had talked about, let me put that through the brain room. And this is when I saw the good side of Roger Ailes. I saw the patriot. I saw the guy who would use his resources for good. Somebody who was really a genius, truly a genius. And he would say, let's put this through the brain room. And we were talking about the border and everything else. And if you remember one episode early on at Fox, I talked about the border. And I said, you know, I made a promise to these families down at the border that we would tell your story. I said, I couldn't get the resources at CNN. I said, but the resources are here. And the cavalry is coming. That never materialized because it wasn't in the agenda. But the brain room had helped me on so many different things because we were looking at such complex figures. And what the brain room was, former cops, former investigators, IT people, you name it. And what they did was they would do research. Now, I thought they were doing research for all of us. Roger had given me access to an email and said, just send it to the brain room. Okay, I thought everybody did that. Well, I also was somebody who appreciates when people are doing hard work. And so they had just done something, I don't remember what it was, but they had tracked down something for me. And so I went into my office and I got a whole bunch of swag. I got a whole bunch of Glenn Beck stuff and, you know, books and t-shirts and polos and caps and everything else. And I just brought boxes of stuff to Fox that day. And I went down into the basement where somebody had told me where the brain room was. And it was just down this one hallway and it had a combination lock on the door and a peephole. And I knocked on the door or rang the doorbell and it opened like a crack and a guy inside said, hey, Mr. Beck, how can we help you? And I said, hey, it was weird, awkward. Hey, I just got a bunch of stuff here and I just wanted to give it to you guys and personally thank you for all of your help. And he's like, okay. And he kind of looked around behind him. The door was still open. I couldn't see really into the room. The door was open just a little crack, and he's like, okay, well, you know what? Our boss just walked out. I said, I just want to just shake everybody's hand and thank them. And And he's like, okay, quick, come on in. He opens up the door and I bring the box of stuff in and I shake everybody's hand and I see this pretty impressive room and a whole bunch of people in there. And I'm like, hey, I just want to thank you guys. And so what is it you guys do here? And they were like, oh, we just stuff like you. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Well, thanks, guys. I leave. That was the last time I was allowed to even discuss the brain room. The brain room was the private division of Mr. Ailes. So when people said, I owe Roger too much, I believe that to be true. I'd like to check with my attorneys before I tell you another reason why I believe that. But it was a scary place. Roger was a very, very powerful man. There are reasons that I have said very little about leaving Fox, and it has only spilled out in dribs and drabs. He's a very powerful man, or was. You did not take on Roger Ailes. When I left Fox, we each had a gun to each other's head. I knew, because I had started the Blaze, and I knew that we had such power, and Roger knew I was smart and effective, and I also knew his power, that we walked out of the room the last time, kind of smiling with little finger guns pointed at each other, figuratively, saying, we're going to play nice together, right? Right? We're not gonna hurt each other, right? Because it would be bad for the country if we decide to attack each other. He knew that he could absolutely destroy me. But he also knew I would put chinks in the armor at Fox if we wanted to. I didn't think it was the right thing to do because I thought Fox did good. And I knew that there's nobody else. And you start taking Fox down, there's nobody else, as we are now seeing.
And they did a few things, like insinuate that you'd been fired.
All the things that you heard about me that were, Glenn Beck was fired. Those all came from
Fox.
Fox. But let's concentrate on Roger, on the good things and the bad things. Mm. Those were the bad things. Roger could be a very wicked man. However, he was unbelievably likable. And when I said I think I saw the real Roger Ailes, I could be wrong. But Roger and I, from the very beginning, had some things in common. He was an optimist from Ohio. He was a guy who believed in the American people to an extent. He was a guy who, I think at one time, really wanted to do good. And I think he made his choice, maybe back in the 70s, that power is important and that you have to make compromises for power. And quite honestly, I think it bothered him to see me not make compromises. He tried to get me to compromise. I walked into his office one time, and I had found out that his brain room and a private investigator were doing investigations, looking into me, trying to find a thumb hold. And it was right after Restoring Honor. And my wife and I, who had already had people go through our garbage cans, laughed. Go ahead. I mean, guys, you can just knock on the door. I mean, we'll show you everything you need. Want to see our bills? Want to see, prescription drug bottles? I'll show you whatever you want. I'm clean. I'm open. And Roger called me to his office and he said, there's a lot of people that would like to see you fall. And I said, oh, I know. And he said, and there are a lot of people that are doing investigations on you. And I looked at him and I said, I know. And he reached down and he put a stack of probably about a foot tall of files on his desk that he had pulled out from his credenza behind him. And he put his hand on it. People are searching for everything on you. Now, I contend there was nothing but blank paper in that stack. And I had absolutely no fear because I know who I am. And I said, I know. Then he made the hair stand up on my neck. As he kind of just petted this stack, he said, you have such a good wife. And I said, yes, I do. And I moved up in my seat. And he said, it's always a shame when a man hurts his wife. And I said, yes, it is. And that's why nothing like that has ever happened. And then we went into a stare down for about 30 seconds. And he broke his gaze. He picked up his stack and he said, I know. And he put that away and he said, I'm just telling you to be careful. If I didn't know who I was, it would have destroyed. If I wasn't clean, it would have destroyed me. How can a guy say or do things like that and then have you still have respect for him? Let me tell you, he was diametrically opposed to himself, and I think miserable in some ways when he allowed himself to reflect on it. Because let me tell you the amazing things about Roger Ailes and how he's affected your life, and you didn't even know.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code BECK, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.